today on CityCast Denver.
How are we doing?
Good, how are you?
We're working. We're hanging out. I'm Sydney.
I'm Bree.
We're taking a trip to South Broadway, where the freaks, weirdos, and goths have been getting their style for 35 years. And yep, that includes me.
You know, music drives all of this, and it still does. It's rock and roll. I know it sounds, it's the fashion, it's the, you know, and, you know, if you're true to your stripes, you don't change the music you like to listen to. Thus, your fashion stays the same as well.
Today is Thursday, April 14th, 2022. I'm Bree Davies, and this is CityCast Denver. Oh, I don't know if we can ask him to turn off the music because there's actual customers in here. Excuse me, could you turn down the Morrissey? When you walk into Fashionation, it's not like walking into any other clothing store. It's like walking into a goth paradise. From floor to ceiling, you see chunky thigh-high boots, bondage pants, lacy corsets, and shiny leather jackets dripping in straps and chains. When I was a teen, I'd go to their old location on 13th to shop for hair dye and Doc Martens. In the 90s, it was one of the only places in town that you could find the British shoe brand. And one of the coolest parts of going to Fashionation was having the chance of bumping into a rock star. Like Al Jorgensen from Ministry, who loves this store and always stops by when he's in town. I mean, he came to the store last weekend when he was playing Mission Ballroom.
That's one of our taglines we came up with. You know, if you want to dress like a rock star, yeah, we can do that. Because we've put so much clothing on so many people. You know, Al Jorgensen's signature top hat.
From here?
That's us, yeah.
Paul and Pam Italiano opened Fashionation back in 1987, and this month they're celebrating their 35th anniversary.
That's crazy.
It is crazy.
Downright crazy. Yes. I didn't even think I'd live to be 35.
They still run the store every day, along with a dedicated staff of ravers, punks, goths, and lovable weirdos. They opened Fashionation back before social media or influencers even existed. In fact, I think Pam and Paul are the original influencers because of the way they get bands to come into the store and wear their clothes. And it was clothing designed and handmade by Pam.
Yeah, I used to make everything in the beginning.
Really?
I made everything for years until we got too busy to keep up. Now I just make all the kids' clothes. A lot of them.
You make all the kids' clothes?
A lot of them, yeah.
Holy.
Yeah, but now it's too busy for that too.
It's not always been easy running a goth punk clothing store. Fashion changes, and the Italianos always tried to keep up with the trends. Then you had corporate chains like Hot Topic bringing a cheaper, mass-produced version of this style to the mall. Unlike at Fashionation, where Pam and Paul handpick every pair of steel-toe boots, sparkly vinyl purses, and Jackie O sunglasses that they sell.
We kind of got a bad rap because they were really cheap compared to us, but they would buy something from our vendors, go have it knocked off in China in cheaper fabric. So when the parents would come here, they'd be like, I can get this for $40, but it would fall apart the first time they'd wear it. Yeah. We're like, no, we have the real thing. You're going to have these line for the rest of your life.
We got turned into the expensive copy instead of the badass original.
Oh.
But that's what she's...
So it was rough for a while until they turned, filed Chapter 11 or whatever and turned into more of a toy store.
Yeah.
Winding through the canyon, her anticipation rose. Monarch Casino Resort Spa, the epitome of mountain chic. Her pulse raced as she sat down at a high-limit Baccarat table. Hungry? She chose the Southwest Fusion flavors of Bistro Mariposa before ascending to Bliss, a top-rated spa Monarch for a signature massage treatment. She slept well in her luxurious hotel room, fulfilled by her stay. Write your own story at monarchblackhawk.com.
Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call or text 1-800-GAMBLER.
But in more recent years, the store has had no problem staying afloat. And that might sound surprising, considering there was just a pandemic that wreaked havoc on the retail industry. Luckily, Pam and Paul had a secret weapon. Teenage daughters. And they understood the power of social media and a little thing called TikTok.
Yeah, and so I just went downstairs and made that video that started everything. And she comes out and within walking from there to up here, she had 15,000 views already.
Or something crazy.
And she's like... I think we went viral.
Back in 1987, my parents opened a clothing store called Fashionation.
Together, they greatly impacted Denver's goth, punk, and alternative scene, giving everyone around them a safe place to shop, hang out, and be themselves. A few years later, I was born, then my sister. We became a full-on family business. Oh yeah, and we also hang out with rock stars all the time, but that's a story for another day. 27 years later, we had to move locations, so we packed up and kept the legacy going down on South Broadway. And we're still here to keep Denver rocking.
That voice you just heard was Sydney Italiano, Pam and Paul's oldest daughter. She works at the store with her kid sister, Mia, and every week they make new TikToks showing off all that Fashion Nation has to offer. And as a result, customers have been traveling from all over the world and lining up to shop at this little indie boutique right here in Denver. Do you guys mind introducing yourselves?
I am Sydney Italiano. I am the oldest child.
I'm Mia Italiano. I am kid number two.
So what was it like growing up in Fashion Nation?
Well, I didn't think it was weird because that's all I knew. So like... Yeah.
When you're in fifth grade and everyone's making fun of you because you don't know who Beyonce is, but you know who Robert Smith is, like, that's a roadblock, you know? But
you're
now
like,
that I'm older.
Do you know Skinny Puppy? I don't think you
I
do.
I know. I'm like, well, I was hanging out with Ogre, and he's my uncle. Like, we definitely, I mean, we had our struggles growing up because we were always a weird kids. So that was, you know, but now we have substance. And we have... life skills and important things that we got growing up here,
and
you
a
know?
A secure job.
A secure job.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. It's kind of cool that this is the family business. Like,
yeah.
You know?
You know, we did have to, like, earn to work here, though. We both had previous job experience.
Yeah.
You did.
Yeah, like, I worked at a restaurant for 2 years. I'd worked at two restaurants for, like, 6 years.
I didn't come here until I was 20.
Yeah, but at the same time, we sold our first pair of Doc Martens at, like, age 5. So.
Well, we weren't on payroll until...
They paid us at Starbucks. That's what my mom
talks
about.
Yeah, that's the difference. I mean, we grew up here, but, like, working is different, you know?
Yeah.
I remember I was in between jobs at a time, and I was like, I'm just going to work at the store. Like, this is my time. I'm just going to do it. And I messed up something. And I was like, I can't come back. Because that's different. That's different than messing up, like... I used to work at Papa John's. Like, messing up a pizza is corporate money.
Mm.
Messing up a pair of shoes is your mom's money. Like, that's a big responsibility, you know?
But I feel like your parents were probably cool with...
They were
like,
cool with... Yeah, but mentally...
I think we care a lot more than she does. But to think about, like, throwing $75 of my mom's money because I mismatched a pair of shoes.
Yeah. Like, it's a hard learning curve.
Let's talk about the TikTok. How did the... Where did it begin?
Oh. Yeah, I just made like a, hi, this is who we are, this is what we did, like little history. And the second I posted it, it went viral. Like, I've never not known viral on TikTok.
Interesting.
Because it instantly, I had 0 followers, an account with no posts. And the first thing I ever posted just, it was like 15,000 people in 3 minutes. Like,
and then so you did this post where you're like, hey, these are my parents. They started the store in 1987, and you kind of did a little brief history. Then what else did you start sharing on TikTok that people found interesting?
Well, I didn't know what I was doing at all. Like, I had never been on the app. I didn't know there was, like, trends and things you were supposed to do. So I was just like, here's the purse. Here's, like, I didn't
here's
know.
Here's some shoes.
Yeah,
here's some sunglasses.
I didn't know what I was doing. And then we kind of, like... figured
I'd, like,
it out.
Share the trends that we that were going on to, like, because I was on it so much, I'd be like, so do this.
Yeah, me, because when you learn it, there's, like, there's audios you're supposed to use, there's things trending, there's stuff everyone's doing, and when you think of TikTok, you think of, like, the dances and whatever, but that's a very small part of it. So we got to our own side of things, so we're on, like, alt TikTok is what it's called. So we're in our little goth corner.
It's your fairy godmother here, and today we're talking about how to size Doc Martens.
So people see you on TikTok and they come in? Is that a pretty regular
Every
current?
Day, all
Saturdays,
the time.
Saturdays, it's
people
like,
see us at the grocery store. And we
were literally,
like,
on the corner yesterday, and we got, like, TikTok catcall. They were like, we saw you guys on TikTok. It's like, that's not normal. That's weird.
Yeah, it's...
Like, you're yelling at me out of a window.
When
that's weird.
When we go to, like, concerts, we have, like, like, lack of a better term, like, meet and greet lines.
You can't walk more than, like, 2 feet without being like, oh my god, you're Fashion Nation girls, or oh my god, you're TikTok girls, or...
It's crazy.
Yeah.
How do you guys feel about that?
It's fun. It was a lot at first. Yeah. I didn't know what to do.
Yeah.
But now I'm kind of like, meh. I have friends. It's fun. It's cool. I love it, you know, and I love meeting everybody, but...
My favorite is people will, like, travel to see us.
Yeah.
Like,
Come here?
Yeah. Yes, especially during quarantine. Oh. Like, we'd have people road trip.
To Fashion Nation.
Or people will come spend their birthdays here, or, like, people love getting their wedding stuff here. That always makes me really emotional.
Wedding stuff.
What do you think it was that grabbed people? I mean, I see it. This is a curated store by human beings that pick out really cool shit. But I just wonder, did that translate to TikTok?
I don't know. I don't know if people were looking for that, or it was a really good video.
Yes,
I don't
she did
know
a great
how
video.
She did it. Plus, it's a great story.
Yeah.
You know,
it is a great story.
It's a great story.
It's a really cool family story.
I don't know
story.
How many kids have this kind of family, but maybe they're looking at that too.
It's very rare.
Because our customers are so young.
That's awesome, though, that you have this whole new generation of kids that want to be here.
I know, well, it's crazy. And their parents are like, I've told you about this store forever.
That's it. That's
I
so
know.
Much fun. Or you'll see a mom that will be like, you know, maybe the kid and the mom didn't gotten totally eye to eye. And the kid will, I want to go to that store, and the mom comes in, well, I have purple creepers, and the kid heads just goes,
like, oh my
you wore
mom,
steel toes, what?
Cool. My mom used to be cool.
You know, the mom knows all the lingo, and the kids are like, you know, it's...
They had no idea.
Never talked about
cool.
this ever, you know, and you know we're going to be the focus of that dinner, you know, hopefully around the dinner table, you know, whatever they do together, but...
it's like the most wholesome punk rock story.
I know, how funny.
So, you guys... watch your parents work and be together all the time. What do you think it is? What's the secret for them to make that they want to still do this together with you this for 35 years?
I don't know. We don't know anything else. You know, like at the end of the day, they opened it when they're my age.
Right.
So at this point, it's like, let's just keep going.
It's kind of just what you do.
It's working. Yeah. I mean, we're hitting a busy streak when like they're tired. I mean, they've been doing this forever, so it's hard to
retirement age.
Yeah, like right. they're getting there, and it's hard to be like, well, we're just gonna keep going. Like,
I know we all work like 12-hour days.
We are That's a lot.
We are busy, so that motivation it's hard to find sometimes, but we're doing it.
Do you guys think you'll take over the store one day when they're ready to actually retire?
Those logistics are hard.
Because there's like, so much, like, inventory and stuff
they
in
just
it, you
know?
Know.
Things they know.
It would I mean, not that I don't want to. We just don't know how we would do it.
Yeah.
It will end up here.
I mean, and it's a long It'll time now. You guys are doing great right
yeah.
now.
Yeah. But it will end up
we're
where it needs
gonna
to be.
We're definitely going to be successful businesswoman together.
Successful businesswoman.
It just depends on if it's this store or, like, a rave store or, like,
something.
A bakery. Who knows?
Something.
As we were headed out the door, Sydney couldn't wait to show us something extra special that's on the shelves of Fashion Nation right now.
Did you see our exclusive Demonia shoe?
No.
Oh.
Show us and tell us what that is.
That's a special moment. We're the only people in the world allowed to sell these.
The only people
ever.
In the world
we designed
allowed
them.
To sell them.
Mm-hmm. We got 223 pairs.
That's
and that's
insane.
All that's ever going to be made. So it's a 6-inch platform on a wedge. It has six heart buckles down the front of it with iridescent rainbow hardware, and it's pink holographic with black holographic straps.
What?
Yeah.
I'm gonna take
so
a picture
we, yeah, this is our child.
And here's what else Denverites are talking about. Aurora is set to become the first city in Colorado to ban the sales tax on diapers. According to the Denver Post, on Monday night, Aurora City Council voted 6-3 to exempt baby and adult diapers from the local 3.75% sales tax, which could make it just a little bit more affordable for families. As a person who has already spent hundreds of dollars on diapers this year, I want to say cheers to Aurora City Council. Being a parent is expensive. And in more good news for families, the Denver Public Library's main branch will be opening a brand new children's section this month. Denverite reports that after being closed for more than 2 years, the new, relocated children's library will be closer to the Broadway entrance and feature 50,000 books, along with interactive features and activities for kiddos from birth to 5 years old. Hooray!
That's all for today here on CityCast Denver. If you enjoyed the show, why not take a minute to tell a friend about us? Rate the show wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe to our morning newsletter, where today I'll be showing off photos from our trip to Fashion Nation. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more news from around the city. See you later. And a little app called TikTok. The girls were on the TikTok all day and all night. They figured it out. Millions of people were looking at the Fashion Nation TikTok. Okay.